Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Greetings, fellow jugheads. Norm Bork here with the question. Have you missed the pail?
Sam Pill on the inside on his home turf. Sam Pill, you're the man. Sam Pill wins.
That's our pail, Sand Pail, and it's been a bit of a long year, not having him around in the older divisions, the classics, as it were, but there is some hope, and we are going to find out the latest on the pail's condition. Will he be back to race? What his prognosis is on this edition of Trot Radio. Rod Hughes, welcome to Trot Radio.
Well, thanks very much for having me today.
Sand Pail has been out of action since late August when he qualified. That was basically 3 months ago. We know what the reason was. It was a right hind ankle injury. You've had some new test results and diagnostics performed. What's the latest on that injury?
We just recently had him re-ultrasounded again. And they're saying that, you know, all prognoses are guarded. You know, you have to... time will tell type thing, but everything's looking good. They say the stem cells are doing their job, and we're going to give them another month, and then we're going to re-ultrasound, just make sure that we're good enough to start jogging. We were really hoping maybe to be back right at the 1st of December here jogging, and but we're going to actually go ahead and give another month just to make sure everything does set up 100% for us.
Well, you can never be too careful, obviously, with something like that. In the meantime, what has the pail been able to do physically since surgery? How's he feeling? What's his attitude like? I imagine all that stall rest could maybe make him a little rangy.
Yeah, he's been pretty good. He's getting a little bit antsy here lately, but pretty sharp around the barn. You know, any little noise will set him off. But, we've been walking between a mile and 2 miles every day with him, just on the track here, nice and quiet, and that seems to be keeping enough edge off him, I won't say totally, but really helping us.
Now, have you been keeping tabs on the older trotting divisions through the year? What are your thoughts, and how do you think the pail might stack up with them once he's sound?
I think, definitely I've been watching him for sure real close, and I think he would have been right there with them. He always gave 110% on the track. I think there might have been the odd spot in the year where they might have got him, but I'm sure he'd have got more than his fair share of them.
Are you like any other sports participant, say a hockey player, football player, on the sidelines, can't play, drives them nuts? Do you fit into that category?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very tough. Very tough.
It must be, especially at such a high level and seeing what he's achieved. It must have been hard to watch the races, I can imagine. Now, earlier this year, you talked about the possibility of sending Sam Pail overseas if the opportunity presented itself in 2013. Obviously, health plays a role, but does the 2012 season that wasn't change that plan for you at all? Is it still something you consider?
I think it has. If he had went through this year and as I say, got our share of the races, we definitely would have liked to finished off maybe his career over in Europe, and it would have been a great experience. I just didn't think last year was the time to go, and I think I was right because the money you made, showed that staying home was the thing to do. But I think it definitely, if we'd have been able to finish the year out the last year strong, we would have went. As for the next couple months, we'll maybe try and make up our mind whether we would still go. I think the offer's still on the table to some degree, but he would have to show up a little bit early and show that he still got his old step.
I'm not trying to diminish, of course, North American harness racing, but given the demands of European racing, do you think success over there would be the ultimate stamp on a fantastic career?
I think so, yeah. It would be awesome to finish off, and I don't think I would go unless I thought I could win it. I know nobody goes wanting to finish second or third, but definitely I would only go if I thought we really had a legitimate shot, not just to take the trip.
Would you say that Europe would be one of the last remaining items on your bucket list, let's say, for Sand Pail?
For sure. Looking back over the years, there hasn't really anyone go over there and stand out other than Billy Joe Jim Bob, and he was ultra impressive when he was over there, and it would be nice to be the second one to go over there and do it.
we still have that option, assuming he comes back at 100%, and we are all going to be watching very closely because he certainly has captured the hearts of racing fans throughout North America. And Rod Hughes, we thank you for being so candid with us, and we will wish you and Sandpail the very best. Thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate the interest in the pail.